up, everybody, and welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Meg.
And I am Myra. Welcome back to yet another week.
Yes, we missed you all so much. We took a week off last week because we were traveling and we ended up going to SGS. We will absolutely get into a recap of that because we definitely had a great time. But before we get there, Myra, how's it going?
It's going. I'm recovering from traveling. Every time I travel, I get a little sick.
Same.
Yeah, just recovering from that. This whole past week has just been a wash, but I have been in bed most of the time.
Yeah.
Creating stuff for my Etsy. So at least that got done.
Okay. What we got on Etsy?
Just some more, templates is on the way.
Yes. That's amazing. Yeah,
I'm excited for it to finally do it. I've been like, I don't know. Now that I'm speaking it out loud, it has to happen.
Yeah.
So
we're gonna hold you accountable.
Yeah, somebody's gonna ask about it. Yep. So I've just been pushing it off, and you know how we can get sometimes, just get
totally
in our own way.
Yeah. Yes. So yes,
I was like, since I'm sitting here, might as well crank out the iPad and make it happen.
Yay! Well, I'm proud of you. I'm so excited for that. And make sure you let us know when your templates are available on Etsy, so everybody can support you.
Yeah, I definitely will. But yeah, nothing too exciting this past week.
Yeah, same here. Just, you know, recovering from being out of town. I'm probably not even going to fully unpack my suitcase because before I know it, we're going to be out of town again because we are traveling for Thanksgiving to go visit my family, who's only just a few hours away from us. So I'm excited about that. Excited to eat lots of Thanksgiving food. If we don't have dressing, I'm going to be pissed. That's all I look forward to at Thanksgiving. I just love it. And I really love it because it's the only time of year that I eat it because I don't cook it at all. Maybe I should figure out how to because I really do love it. So I need my turkey. I need my dressing. I need my canned cranberry sauce. Canned. Emphasis on the canned.
And your pies.
In my pies. If my family is listening to this, don't make no homemade stuff.
Thanksgiving is not for experimenting.
It is not. Canned works just fine. Yes, I need my sweet potato pie. A little pecan pie, that would be good. You know, I'm ready to chow down. How you feeling? Are you feeling good about the food? Are you excited?
I mean, the stuff, most of the stuff you listed, I don't eat, so. I'm going to try it again. I feel like I did this last year, but I'm going to try it again. Like, dressing.
I feel like you ate last year and you liked it. Is this same?
And that was probably the last time I ate it, so I really don't remember.
Yeah. I told you, I only eat it once a year. I literally only eat it once a year, and I feel like that's why I love it so much, because it's just like a real treat for this time of year. Yeah, because usually for Christmas, we don't do like traditional like soul food or like traditional holiday food. We usually go a little bit outside of the box. So, because that's usually when I cook. I don't cook for Thanksgiving, but I do cook. I have been cooking for Christmas lately. And I can't cook soul food like as good as like, you know, moms and grandmas do. So I just stay away from it and I just stick to what I know. So
yeah. For Christmas, we usually have a bigger emphasis on breakfast versus dinner.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's good.
So maybe like we do like a pot roast or something, but it's nothing like on the scale of Thanksgiving for sure.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. For sure. And you know what? I like to experiment a little bit. So last year for Christmas, I cooked like Cornish hens and those were really good. I think this year I want to do steak for Christmas dinner. So I'm excited about that. My brother, my dad might be in town. So I'm really excited about hanging out with them for Christmas. It's been a couple years since we got to spend Christmas together in the same city. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, yeah. I hope that all works out. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I love the holidays for the most part.
Yes. Yeah, without the family drama.
Because that just, you know what? And here's the thing. This is why I will die on the hill that this is Christmas season with Thanksgiving just interjected in, because we always have some stuff go down right before Thanksgiving. And then by Christmas, it's usually resolved or we've moved past it or something. So Christmas doesn't usually have like this like cloud of drama that Thanksgiving always has for some reason. I don't know why.
That is true. And then also for Christmas, majority of the day is just our little household too.
Yeah,
so that too. Mm-hmm. That helps.
Yep.
Yep. Since the event isn't getting together with everybody.
100%. And then, like, I just don't feel the obligation to have to leave the house on Christmas either. Because, like, one year, you know, we had our little Christmas at the house during the day or whatever. And then Mason wanted to go see some of her little cousins. So Dallas took her to one of his family members' house to see her cousins. And I stayed home and just hung out by myself. And it was amazing.
I think that happened with us last year, too. Mm-hmm. And I just stay home.
Yeah.
Great. Loved it.
Love it.
I think
love
I had to go to work the next day, too.
Exactly. So
it should be a crime, but whatever.
It truly is a crime. It truly is a crime against humanity. 100%. But yeah, I'm excited about this holiday season, and we'll definitely recap our Thanksgiving on next week's episode. But before we get into all of the topics, just want to give you guys a quick reminder. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple, iTunes, whatever they call their podcast, Apple Podcasts. I think it's just Apple Podcasts now. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Leave us a 5-star review. Let us know how you guys are enjoying the show. It does not look like we have a new one yet. But go ahead and drop us one. We would absolutely appreciate it. We just want to hear you guys' feedback and how y'all are loving the show.
Yes, yes, definitely leave that. And it helps us a lot, and it's absolutely free. So if you want something to support us, do that. And it helps our show for people who's searching for a show like this. Also, speaking of Thanksgiving, this was during a time when I was sick, so I didn't get a chance to respond. I don't know if you responded. I just thought about this, but we had a UK friend DM us and said, confirm, they do not have Thanksgiving over there. Did you see that?
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, wow. Okay. You want to read it?
I'm going to respond to you right at this very moment.
Live on the air. That's so wild. I mean, I guess it makes
sense. I don't understand Instagram lately. Like, whatever. It's Pumpkin Plans, which great name, by the way. UK listener here, just listened to the most recent episode. We don't have Thanksgiving here. I wish we did, but unfortunately, we don't.
Mm.
So it's confirmed.
All righty.
Christmas is better.
The more you know. I mean, the argument is over. The argument is a wrap, because it would just be, you know, it's just not cool to be like, oh, you know, Thanksgiving gets a whole month when everybody doesn't have Thanksgiving one, and everybody doesn't even celebrate it at the same time that we do if they do have it. So Christmas wins.
Christmas wins. And I understand people don't celebrate Christmas either, but that's beyond the point, and that don't fit in our narratives.
So. The holiday season. I know. No shame.
Y'all get no shame. But y'all get what we be.
For sure. It's just the holiday season. Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, y'all, definitely stay tuned for the entire episode, because we are going to have a very cool giveaway announcement at the very end of the episode. But y'all just have to wait for that. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back. This episode is sponsored by Cloth and Paper. Black Friday and Cyber Monday are just around the corner, and we in the planner community know Cloth and Paper has the best deals. Get ready for unbeatable deals on brand new luxury collections like the Exotic Notebook Collection, Heirloom Travel Collection, and the much anticipated Mystery Boxes, the perfect holiday gifts for the stationery lovers in your life.
That's not all. Shop the website for 25% off site-wide and a different gift with purchase every single day, starting today. Don't miss out on Cloth and Paper's spectacular Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals. Visit clothandpaper.com. It's time to embrace the joy of gifting, and there's no better place to do that than at Cloth and Paper.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, everybody. So we are back. And let's talk about our experience at SGS. So we traveled to Orlando, Florida. And it was a time. We had a really, really good time. It was our first time at SGS. Mm-hmm. And it was a great conference. So let's talk about our first day there. So we got there on Friday. What did we do on Friday, Myra?
What did we do? Right. Oh, we went to Hopical.
Girl, I literally can't. I literally cannot.
I am just so foggy. But yeah, I mean, just getting there Friday, I realized how much of a northerner I was. And I'm glad that I was prepared and brought shorts.
Me too.
But yeah, we were able to check in early. Love when a hotel lets you do that.
I know.
So that was super nice. And then we just made our way over to the park. It was so easy just to, you know, get in, bought the tickets, the park hop. And we pretty much spent the whole day.
Yeah.
You know,
fully in Harry Potter world. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Because we got to go to both sides. We got to take the Hogwarts Express. Because if y'all don't know, that is Universal's probably biggest money grab on earth.
Absolutely.
In order to get the full Harry Potter experience, you have to get the 2-park 1-day pass to go to both sides. But I definitely think it was worth it. We had so much fun on both sides. One side is more rides and stuff, and the other side is more like shopping and things like that. And it was a really good time. Definitely check out you know, our IG and Myra's TikTok if y'all want to see more into our experience. Because we made a couple videos on our time there, and it was so good. I had so much footage there. I probably should figure out another way to make another one, but it was so fun. Yeah,
I had a few more coming, so hopefully it's up before. Yeah, here it is. But yeah, it was so much fun. Yeah, definitely Universal's biggest grab. But I think if you had to choose, it's hard. But if you're more of an experience type person, you can just go to the Universal part. So that part was, what's that? Diagon's Alley? Is that part on that side?
Don't give me the line. I think Diagon Alley is the Universal. Yes, it's the Universal Studios part. Yeah, I think the Islands of Adventure side is where like the castle
that's
and things like that are. Yeah. Yes. And then the other side, the Universal Studios, is like Diagon Alley and stuff. So yes.
And there's more rides on Hogwarts side. So I think it just depends on like the experience. But honestly, like Meg said, it's completely worth doing the park hopper because it's just, and if you just want to just spend, you know, your whole day there, you totally can. Because we got there noon-ish.
We got there probably like 12:30, something like that. Yeah. And we didn't leave until they closed. And we had a decent amount of time to experience everything. Yeah. I think the only thing, if I really wanted to ride a lot of rides, I would have definitely wanted to get the express pass because the wait time on some of those things were crazy. So we only ended up riding the like Hogwarts Castle ride or whatever, which was really, really cool, and it really didn't take that long, and like the line is cool because it takes you all the way through the castle, so it's like a whole experience in itself. But if we would have wanted to ride other things, we would have wasted so much time standing in line. So unless you're able to get there at the crack of dawn, get the express pass, because you're gonna take up so much of your time just standing in line. Like when we finally decided to go to the other side and get on the Hogwarts Express, I mean, that line, we was probably standing
that was maybe like about an 40 hour.
Minutes. Yeah, yeah. Probably about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour for sure. Just to take the Hogwarts Express, which is so cool and such an experience in itself. But
yeah, everything is literally experience. Like it engulfs you into that universe. So I mean, amazing job.
Very so fun. Much well
worth it.
So fun. Yeah. Especially if you can go around the holidays. I mean, it just it's all decked out with Christmas lights and you know, snow on the roof or whatever. It really, really gives you that Harry Potter experience. So, and it's still so freaking hot. So
it was. And the workers get into it too. Cause somebody was like, why do these people have shorts on in this weather? You know, with their London accent. They in London in the snow.
They are,
you know?
right. Like, it's Christmas time in London. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, girl, we had to get the sunscreen. You know, it was good.
Yeah.
It was very, very fun. Completely worth it.
Highlight.
Yes. So worth it. So Friday night, we ended up going back to the hotel room. We ordered some DoorDash. And y'all, we were spent. We were exhausted. We walked like 15,000 steps at Universal alone. Because my one critique about Universal, it takes so much to get in and out of the park itself. It's mm-hmm. like, and I didn't even realize how deep into the park we were. It took us forever to get out of the park.
Yeah, I think we went the back way, though.
We I think so, too. It went back the way that we came.
I mean, yeah. It worked out. We got to yes. see the rest of the park.
And we got to shop.
Yeah.
And we got to shop because we did want to, you know, buy gifts and some last minute things from yeah. some other parts of the park, whatever. So it definitely worked out. But, oh, my God, it was so much walking. It was insane.
It was especially insane. At the end. You know,
I know,
like,
because you're tired.
We were over it, yeah.
You are spent at the end.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
It was fun.
Lots of walking. And I also, like, can y'all get the girls some benches for waiting in lines? Waiting in line would be so much more tolerable if you could sit the fuck down. Like, let us sit while we wait, please. Especially in the Hogwarts Express line. Oh, a bench would have just made
it. And it wasn't even that
so
busy,
better.
Honestly. Mm-mm. Like, can you imagine no. if it was like
a Saturday?
Yeah.
Or on Saturday. Yeah. Exactly.
It was not bad at all, like, overall. Mm-mm. But, yeah, it still was an hour.
It was an hour.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I do appreciate them having, like, an experience as you go through these lines. But, still, yeah. they're still really long.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And then on Saturday morning, we got up bright and early, not too early, but early for the conference. The hotel was amazing. There was like a little coffee shop. Was it like technically a Starbucks? Like one mm-hmm. of those like
Starbucks affiliate.
Yes. So got our coffee, got into the conference. The ballroom was so beautiful mm-hmm. and it was just a fun time. They had some really, really great speakers, a lot of things that were very interactive. They served lunch, which was so clutch because obviously, you know, you don't really have a great opportunity to eat a lot of the times in the
yeah,
morning.
I kind of was shocked by that. I'm mm-hmm. pretty sure it was mentioned somewhere, but you know. I just showed up on vibes and be honest.
We just showed up. We were there for a good time,
yeah.
for a long time. You know
literally.
What I'm saying?
So we getting lunch? Cool.
Yes.
It was
yes.
a decent lunch.
It was a decent lunch. It was a hot lunch too, mm-hmm. which I definitely expected like a sandwich in a box, which I would have been grateful
yeah,
for.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been mad at that either.
But
yeah.
it was even better to have a hot lunch. They had like a marketplace, a vendor marketplace. Mm-hmm. Spent way too much money at the vendor marketplace. I regret nothing.
I regret not being there early for that Lauren Phelps.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Y'all tore that passport up.
They
Y'all
took it.
Tore that up.
They
I still,
tore it
I had
up.
To order it online. I still haven't got it. I am very upset. And that took me out the fantasy of shopping after that because I was sad.
The girl said stay ready so yeah. you don't have to get ready. And the girl,
I was not ready.
Apparently that, because the marketplace is open Friday night. And I think that's mm-hmm. when she actually sold out.
Yeah. She said she only
Amazing.
Had for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was so good for her. But yeah, not great for you.
Love that for her.
So cute. Yes.
Sucks for me.
It's coming. It's
I mean,
coming.
Yeah. yeah. I did not know Pocket. Is it not Pocket? It's Passport.
A6. Passport. Yes.
I didn't know it was that popular.
I didn't either. I think it's
I don't think Lauren did either.
It's starting to be, yeah. It's one of those things that I think everybody is just like jumping on it because it's just
yeah.
new and fresh and you know. So
it's
cute.
A good size. I mean, I've been liking that. What's old girl? Oristel. I've been still mm-hmm. using it. Mm-hmm. It's just not thick enough. And
yeah, it's a little, yeah.
yeah. Lauren's is thick. She thicky thick.
And it'll fit inside of the Oristel like mm-hmm. cover that you got. So you just swap it out.
Yep.
Yeah. Check out Lauren Phelps, y'all. She has a lot of great stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if she's having some type of Black Friday sale this week. But yeah, I'm going to be sharing more Black Friday sales on our IG stories
yeah.
as they come out. Because I have a few of like the big ones, but I don't know about like a lot of what the little smaller shops are doing. So I'll definitely be sharing those on our IG stories. So definitely check out our stories this week so you can get in on all the deals.
For sure. And one thing that mm-hmm. Lauren did with the different size planners that she brought, she had samples. So you can mm-hmm. see like different styles. So like if you're more yep. minimal, she had a sample of that. Like if you like to sticker it up, I really appreciate that. Because sometimes like
That's what sold it.
Yeah. Yep. That's what sold it. Cause sometimes like, mm-hmm. okay, maybe I like this style, but I don't really know what I could do with. But if you could see mm-hmm. and envision like, okay, maybe I could do this.
Yeah.
You know.
But, oh yeah. Letting people see like how they could make it their own was mm-hmm. absolutely huge. And it's absolutely what sold me on it. So love that. Let's see. Oh, we ended up going to a really nice dinner, with our girl Tisa. That was absolutely amazing. We had such a good meal and she was just so fun to hang out with and talk to and gossip with. That was mm-hmm. so good.
And Laura was there too. Just FYI.
I think they should know. Y'all have to know from our socials that we literally went with Laura.
Well, I need y'all to know. Fred was not left out.
Laura was in the mix. Absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah, it was such a good time. And then we went back to the conference after dinner. They had some night sessions with Bess from Life Splinter Action, Shan from the Honeybee Shop. It was amazing. It was just such a good time. I'm we got really dead. Tired.
That was the whole day.
It was a whole day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was a whole day.
Yeah, we was spent by the time mm-hmm. we came back for dinner. Dinner was really good too, by the way. Shout out to Meg for picking the great restaurant every time.
In another life, I'm a food critic. So if y'all are ever need a restaurant suggestion, even if it's a place I ain't never been to, I guarantee you I can find you a good restaurant. That's my it's my superpower, 100%.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was so good. We had a great time and then we left bright and early on mm-hmm. Sunday and got home and it was just a nice quick little trip. But we had such a good time with each other and with Laura and with Tisa and all the people in the community that we saw. And I don't know, like being at planner conferences just really invigorates me as far as like the planner community goes. Like I really think that like planner conferences are the heart of this community and truly just keep it going. If not for planner conferences, I don't know.
It's because people mm-hmm. can't act up in person.
And usually don't.
It's the kind people and, yeah. who feel safe enough to come. You know?
Yeah, and you know what? And I don't even think it's like a fakeness. I think yeah. it's just something about seeing people in person and putting a human behind, you know, the other person on the keyboard and seeing that they're a real person with a real life. And it's like, we're all here for the same reason. We all just want to connect and have fun and enjoy the things that we enjoy together. So mm-hmm. I don't know. It's something very kumbaya about planner conferences, but I don't think it's a fake kumbaya. I think it's a genuine kumbaya.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I love it. It was a good time. I know we kind of talked about this, but would you prefer like how the session was set up pretty much all day, one day, or would you like to have it split?
I mean, I feel like it's pros and cons because if it mm-hmm. when it's split amongst a couple days, you know, obviously that's traveling sooner, that's more, you know, money spent on the hotel, there's yeah. more potential PTO that people have to take. But then the pro to having it split up is that you do have more free time throughout the day, which I do think it's amazing that they were still able to give like a good 5-hour break in mm-hmm. between the daytime session and the nighttime session. But the nighttime session went super late. And I think it was scheduled to. It didn't go over anything, but it definitely went super late. And by the end, we were out of gas. So I say all that to say, I think I prefer it being split over a couple days because to me, a planner conference is such an experience that I don't mind it taking a little bit longer and then not being so crunched into just one day. But I think it could just easily work better this way for other people. But I do think my preference is to have it split over a couple days. What about you?
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely pros and cons. Like, I mean, even us being able to leave Sunday morning and pretty much be home and have the whole day to kind of recruit on Sunday is something that can only happen if it's all in one day.
Huge.
But when we came back from dinner, it was hard to focus. It was hard to focus. I mean, I'm old. Like, I be in bed at 9.
Heavy on that. Heavy on that.
Bed at 9. So I think I would prefer the split. And I would just have to, you know, make the arrangements and make it work. As far as PTO, I know that is like a privilege or whatever for people that everybody doesn't have. So I, you know, totally not, you know, dismissing that. But for like, sure, there's pros and cons to both. Because, I mean, 100%. The con of splitting it is that, you know, you definitely have to maybe stay. Or that's you true. Miss Sunday. Because I know, like, when we went to CPC, we ended up missing all of Sunday because we had to fly back home.
That's true. Yeah, that's very, very true. So,
yeah.
Definitely pros and cons. And I like that the planner community has a variety so that we kind of get to experience both. Because I think if all conferences did the same thing, then we would probably all hate it and not like it. But now that we have different conferences doing different things, we get to kind of see like, okay, so this works for this conference, but this works better for this conference, and kind of decide for ourselves like what our preference is. But having it all in one day absolutely would not stop me from returning at all. I think for overall, SGS was such a great conference. We got some great swag. We had lots of amazing people at our table, cute little table make gifts. Shout out to Lola. She was our favorite table mate because she was so sweet, and we got to talk to her for a long time, and she just let us know like what the show meant to us. And I swear, being at those conferences is always just such a good reminder of the impact that we all have in this community. Because, you know, we look, y'all don't be coming quick enough with the 5-star reviews, so sometimes we forget. So it's nice seeing people in person and having to remind you of, you know, what a big difference you've made. So I love it
for sure. Yeah, it's super easy to forget and just be in the motions of, you know, doing the show. And but it's something about realizing that people are listening and connecting and really, you know, enjoying the show and getting a tea from here or whatever. It's just nice to really see that in real time.
Yep. I agree. But yeah, we're done traveling, at least via airplane for the year. It's been a lot. I'm not Laura. The year for sure. Can't do this. I cannot do this.
She probably tired too, but you know, that's her work. But 100%. But yeah, for sure for this year, it might have to just be 2 conferences.
Yeah.
That might have to be my max. It's it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. Awesome. I love you, you know, love it, but you know, it is a lot. It's a lot.
For sure. And my daughter, she gonna fight me if I get on another flight without her. And I ain't trying to have those problems.
I mean, to this day, Ashton did not know I went back to Hogwarts.
I can't deal with you. Ashton, if you're listening.
Ain't gonna hear this until probably another 10 years from now, and he probably still be mad.
I really love the idea of our kids listening to our podcast 10 years from now when they're older and can understand the stuff that we're talking about. I hope that they think we're cool. That's all I hope. They will. Yeah. You know.
I'm sure they will.
But yeah, y'all, if y'all are at SGS and y'all got a chance to see us, we appreciate all the love. And it was so great to, you know, meet a lot of you guys and see a lot of you guys again, because I think it's like the same big group of people who go to all the conferences. So for it's sure. like, we're all just like old friends and we're just seeing each other all the time. And if you're new to conferences, I definitely think, I mean, it's just never too late to start going to one. If you want to start with Go Wild, that's great. Or if you want to start with something smaller, like CPC or SGS or one of the other smaller ones, go for it. It's just nothing like it, and you truly get to just be around your people. It's so special.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's something you just have to experience, honestly. It's hard to explain.
Agreed. So next up in very old news, because this absolutely broke, I think maybe like the day of our last recording, which is a solid 2 weeks ago. The actor strike has ended. So this doesn't mean much for the content that we're probably going to get in 2024. I think 2024 is going to be a very dry year for movies and stuff. But 2025, they going to come super hard. Super, super hard. I'm glad they paid them people.
Yeah, I mean, look at 2024. Something to like, if you've been, you know, waiting to watch Lego Batman, it's the time to catch up on all
these. Or The Dark Knight.
Yeah, I think, like you said, we didn't see too much of the, you know, the aftermath of the strike this year, but it's definitely going to pop up because a lot of stuff is being pushed back. You know, a lot of stuff just is not ready.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, you know, a dry entertainment year, which honestly,
I'm okay with it. Now, I feel very bad for the movie theater industry because it's already been a struggle for them.
Yeah, and post-COVID. So
if we have a lot less movies coming out, I don't know. I'm nervous that we're going to have a lot of movie theaters closing too. So, I mean, definitely support your local movie theaters. If that's something that you enjoy, go to the movies whenever you get the opportunity. I know it's so easy to just, you know, watch something on streaming, but, you know, the movie theater, it's always such a fun experience too. Like, it's no matter how old I get, I always just love the experience of going to a movie. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can just keep that going because I'm nervous for the movie theater industry for sure.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot of those theaters show a lot of older, like classic movies and stuff on certain days. Hopefully that's bringing in people because, yeah, I know during the pandemic, a lot of people did like their home theaters and like did a lot of making at home comfortable. So that obviously took a hit to the movie theater experience. But, you know, hopefully, you know, being able to see an older movie on the big screen brings you in every now and again. But yeah, that's going to be very interesting.
I know. And you know what? I do love that because there are so many movies that came out either before I was born or when I was too young to like go see them that they'll bring back to the movie theater. And that's such a fun experience. Like I saw Purple Rain, the classic Prince movie in the movie theater because, you know, he died. And when he died, they started playing it in the theaters again. And that's when me and Dallas saw it for the first time. And it was amazing. Like I felt like I was like in like, I like time traveled back to the 80s and was able to experience it for the first time in the theater. Like it was so special. So yeah, I'll definitely try to support my local theater through doing that. And hopefully they will do that a lot more because it's so fun. It really is.
Yeah. Hopefully Tay Tay and Beyonce hold the theaters over for this year.
Yeah. Period. women saving the world once again. Who would have thunk it?
For the umpteenth time.
In news that nobody cares about, Trashton, aka Tristan's rebrand, is still alive and well on that damn TV show. Those clips. Why do they have him all over? Is it the Tristan show? Is it Keeping Up with Tristan? Why?
Like, why is he here? Like, he has his own segments of talking about his shit. And Chloe don't even be in the clips.
It'd be him talking
to his sisters or her sisters.
I think that the Kardashians know that a lot of the community and the culture does not care about what's going on in their lives and what they thought we cared about. They know that a lot of people are there for the trash, are there for the tea, are there for all the crazy stuff. And that's why they're like, okay, let's just put Tristan on Front Street because he's the most crazy shit that we got right now. But here's the thing, we're like a couple years removed from all his stuff, so I feel like it's a little late, because like they even had a clip of him talking to Kylie about the situation with her and Jordan, and it's like, wasn't that like 4 years ago?
Yeah,
we would have lived for that 4 years ago. Now we're bored and it's too late.
I just don't like him.
He literally told Kylie, you know, let Jordan know that, you know, I apologize for whatever. Bruh, it's 2023. It's 2023. Is this the first apology?
Kylie and Jordan back cool, right?
They're cool, yes. Yes.
Then honestly, why are we even talking about this anymore? Because who cares?
They don't have nothing else, but we don't care about this either. We don't care about this either, but I was happy to see from the clips that Courtney, y'all know my girl Courtney, she was the only one standing on business, trying to hold this man accountable and pointing out that these are not mistakes that you made. These are choices. To do something over and over and over again is a choice that you're making. And I was really happy that she like really stood up. And I saw somebody left a comment on one of the videos and they were like, Courtney is doing with Tristan how she wished her family would have handled Scott. And I was like, that's a word right there, because her family barely gave a shit about what Scott was doing and really was trying to pressure her into just being with him just for the kids, I guess. Same thing they're trying to do to Chloe. And it's like, what's wrong with y'all?
Yeah, my thing is, what is the reason? Like, why are we so hell-bent on keeping him around? Like, that's what I only think I could think of is they got some money tied up in him some kind of way.
I mean, nobody's begging Kim to be with Kanye. And I'm not saying that any of these people are on the same level of trash, but I'm just saying, like, it seems like I haven't seen any of this discourse about, oh, Kim, you need to be with Kanye, you need to make your family work, all this type of crap that they're selling to Khloé and that they did to Kourtney. I don't get it. I do not get it. Or even Travis Scott. I haven't seen anybody begging Kylie to work it out with Travis Scott. So I don't understand.
What happened with Travis Scott that they don't want to attach themselves? I get Kanye. I don't know.
I get Kanye too. I don't know. You know, he had that whole big controversy with Astroworld. But yeah. I mean, they didn't break up like right after that. So I really have no idea. Mm. But it's just like
interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting who they pick and choose because
what has Blac Chyna done? Again, I mean, yes, she sued them, but I would still argue that what Trashner has done to Khloé is worse. So, why she ain't invited to the cookout?
I mean, they misogyny.
Yeah, 100%. That's but, truly that's, to explain yeah. with that. But all these differences between all these men, we're not sure how they pick and choose who to give a damn about and who not to.
Well, a shout out to Kourtney because he was like, I made a mistake. And she said, multiple. You've made multiple. Don't try to make it seem like it was a one and done thing.
Right. And then he was like, you know, when I do it, I feel so bad. I feel so like horrible the next day. And then she was like, why do you do it again? Logically, if you do something and you feel bad, why would you continue to do it? Something ain't clicking.
Mm-mm.
Something's not clicking. So I definitely think that this is all leading up to Khloé being back with him. I just don't understand why he would be all over this show. I really think that because they know in the past when Khloé has gotten back with him, she has been just dragged to death on social media for people calling her stupid. And I think that they're trying to like reset that narrative and like show people this is who he is. This is why Khloé will want to be with him. And we're not buying it like y'all are.
Yeah, she gonna get dragged regardless. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It sucks. But she definitely is gonna get dragged regardless. I mean,
and it's not our fault. It's his fault.
It's his.
It's wild.
I can't stand that man. But
I know he's horrible. Okay, last thing I want to get into before we take another ad break. Have you seen the situation with this singer, Bobby Storm, this gospel singer?
Me and Myra
live on very different sides of TikTok, but I'm not complaining. And honestly, I'm happy you haven't seen this. So this gospel singer, Bobby Storm, she was just nominated for her first Grammy Award. And she was on the flight, I guess, when she found out. And so she announced to the plane.
Seen this.
Mm-hmm. She announced it to the plane that she was nominated for her first Grammy, and she wanted to sing to them because God, I guess, told her to. I'm not really sure. So she started singing on a plane, a public plane, not a private jet or anything, on a public commercial flight. She started singing. Very talented, by the way. Ain't nobody saying this sis can't sing down. She definitely can. But the very polite flight attendant approached her and was like, you need to stop. And she just kept questioning him, like, why I need to stop, you know, nobody has a problem with it, everybody's enjoying it. And the flight attendant was like, I'm not enjoying it. And what he was trying to do was just advocate for the other people on the plane who were probably too polite to say anything to her, because a public commercial flight is public transportation. Like, it's not your personal jet. Like, how do you know all these people are Christian? How do you know all these people give a damn about gospel music? And why do you feel like they want to hear you sing it right now? What if they want to just enjoy their flight in peace?
See, okay, what I have seen is somebody, like, basically making a joke out of it. And they were like, when I'm getting ready to take my flight nap and Bobby starts singing. So I heard that part of it. But like you said, like, that flight attendant is advocating for those people like myself and like that TikToker who did that, which was hilarious. Like,
I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it. God bless you. Have an amazing day. Keith Lee.
Congratulations. Energy,
all to you. Yeah.
Literally.
But I'm trying to get home, girl. Literally. Like, leave me alone.
Leave us alone. So I don't know. I think the overwhelming amount of people that I've seen talk about this are on the side of the flight attendant, that she was doing too much and that was not fair to the other passengers. And that's not your place to be doing all that on the plane. Like, folks be getting so bent out of shape over a baby crying on the plane, and you can't stop a baby from crying. All you can do is do your best, but then you're supposed to just be doing this. And she probably could be one of them people who be acting a damn fool when a baby is crying on the plane, where there's actually nothing that could be done about this, but you're voluntarily singing on this flight, annoying these people. And the flight attendant was well within his rights to be like, you need to stop.
And that was his job.
Yeah.
He did his job.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's going to be people that just is probably going to pop on the headphones, put a pillow over their face and just not say anything. But that's the flight attendant's job, is to make sure everybody
is comfortable.
Yeah. Everybody on that flight. And exactly. I'm sorry. Like, I don't like when people do like the subway things and start singing. I know that's like, you know, New Yorkers, they just be ignored. But exactly. It's just annoying. Like, I'm trying to get to work. Like, I don't care.
And I'm trapped. I can't get out.
Yeah.
I can't just go to another subway car. Yeah, I'm just forced to listen to you. Not cool.
Yes.
So she put out like a follow-up.
Oh, Christianity, like, I sometimes they don't realize there's other religions and people in this world, like,
and they don't,
you know, like I said, God bless you, love that for you, but not everybody is with this.
And Crystal, shout out to the Reed. Crystal has said on the episode of the Reed this week when they was talking about this, she was like, why is it always people doing something messed up that's telling them God told them to do it? Leave God out of this.
Because he didn't.
He didn't tell you to do that. He did not tell you to do that.
He probably told you to take a nap. Just rest.
Get some rest. Literally, get some rest. But yeah, she made a follow-up basically saying that Delta had reached out to her. And she tried to make it sound like Delta was apologetic about the situation, as if she had done something. She didn't do anything wrong. And it's hard. If they reached out to her on that type of tip, it's only because of she is a person with a fairly big public platform.
Yeah, I
don't think the flight attendant got any type of consequences. She even said she didn't want the flight attendant to have any type of consequences, which I think is BS. I think she put it out because she wanted him to get some type of consequences. Because she put it out. It was her people who recorded the video, I'm pretty sure, from behind her.
Yeah, she seen where the wave was going.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, I would hope that, you know, the flight attendant wouldn't have faced any consequences because they didn't do anything wrong. Like, just because you're a famous quote-unquote person doesn't give you the right to do that. If it was not a regular, degular person, they would have told them to just shut the fuck up too.
Yeah, it don't matter.
So you shouldn't be allowed to do this just because you're nominated for a Grammy. You know, I mean, if it was Beyonce on the flight, they probably would let her cook and let her sing. But, you know, maybe not. Maybe not. Beyonce also doesn't fly commercial. And she also does not inconvenience people around her like that. So Beyonce gonna sing in the public when she's paid to do so, period.
I don't think she's seen past the Christianity part of it. She thought she was giving the word to the people.
Nobody asked for this.
Nobody asked for
it.
Girl. That's funny. I'm going to have to watch the real video because I seen the person rolling their eyes and putting their headphones on and like putting a pillow over their face. Like, that's me. Because like, the last thing I want to do is hear somebody on the plane.
I don't know. How long she would have been singing for. It's no telling how long she would have been singing for had he not stopped her. Maybe if she would have did a cute little 10 to 15 seconds, maybe he would have let it go. But I think she was going to keep going. She going to sing a whole song.
She going to sing every song she nominated for.
Girl.
Oh, I hope she wins. Because
I think after this, there's no way. Kirk Franklin or somebody gonna take this award and it's gonna be a wrap.
Are the votes in already?
I don't know. I don't I don't know, but I've never even heard of her before this situation. So this is not a great intro.
I don't think, is gospel even televised with the Grammys? Maybe it's one of those genres that aren't.
It's not televised. Sometimes. Yeah, I think it just depends, but I don't think it is all the time. But yeah, on that note, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back with Black Friday deals. All right, y'all. So we are back and now we're going to get into some Black Friday deals. As I mentioned earlier, I mostly have the deals from like the larger brands, but I'll definitely be sharing some deals from some smaller shops as I come across them on our IG stories. It's honestly just too many small shops.
Yeah, we'll be here all day.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So I just figure I hit the big ones and then check out our IG stories to see more on the smaller ones. First up, we have Notique. Notique is, I believe it's about 10% off site-wide right now. And you also can choose your bonus gift on your order of $75 or more. And then make sure y'all are on their email list. They did send out an email last week saying that there are tiered bonuses depending on how much you spend. That you can get an additional 15% savings, 20% off total, and 25% off total depending on how much you spend. So definitely make sure y'all are on their email list. I don't know if that's going to be open widely or if that's going to be exclusive to email customers. I just know that if you are on the email list, then you got the deal early. So don't sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I love when they have the tiers, especially when it's something like a shop that you were going to be buying with anyway. It's always nice to get that little extra bonus bump. So yes.
Definitely check it out. Shout out to Notique. So much good stuff. I know y'all know that we were at the Notique headquarters back in September, and I just can't stop dreaming about that place and how amazing it was and how I need all the things.
It was a warehouse sale, but she called it something else. Which is cool. Amazing. So hopefully some of y'all took advantage of that are local, because it's a beautiful place.
I know. It's so nice. I'm so jealous that I do not live in Houston. And for any of my fellow Hobonichi Cousin users, she has agendas that fit Hobonichi Cousin specifically, and also agendas that fit the Hobonichi Week specifically. So something for everybody. Something for everybody. I was actually looking to buy a Hobonichi Cousin agenda, and I realized that I already had one. I guess I bought it last year and totally forgot about it because I didn't end up using my Hobonichi Cousin. And so I was able to dig through all my planner things and find it. And I'm so happy. So I think I need another one, though.
Which one? What color do you have?
I have the Black Mask Croco.
Yeah, I love the black on black.
How beautiful. And it just fits the Hobonichi Cousin perfectly. Mm-hmm. So good. So good. I'm forever going to be a black on black girl. That's always my go-to. So now I might look. I know they have a blue one, that really pretty bliss blue one that is in the size for this as well. Hopefully they'll be coming with the lavender one in this size. They don't have it currently in this size, but hopefully they'll get it eventually. But I believe that is the Nota size on the Notique website, if I'm remembering correctly. So
Nota. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they always have the fanciest titles for everything. Yes. And it just makes everything just such an experience and so special. Absolutely. It just makes it so good.
Let me go ahead and see what they get.
Girl, exactly. Okay, so Cloth and Paper, what is going on with Cloth and Paper, Myra? I know y'all heard our ad. Hopefully y'all listened. But if you didn't, we got you. We can talk about the deal right now. So go ahead.
So it's 25% off site wide. They also will be having tier freebies. Yes. They have been sneaking stuff on their Instagram for the past week, week and a half. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Definitely scroll through, check out, you know, what tier freebies and stuff. A lot of new items are being dropped.
Yeah.
During this, I will be shopping.
Yes.
I'm excited for it.
Me too. And I've seen so many people in our Patreon community talking about personal rings setups. obviously, for your ring or your dish setup, cloth and paper is the place to go to. Like, you're just going to be able to get everything that you need. And even if you don't need a planner, you can get a notebook. You can set up a really nice ring notebook or a dish notebook, or you can get lots of accessories. I mean, they have beautiful, like, sticky notes and tabs and pens and just the cutest, like, classiest stuff. So I'm definitely going to be shopping cloth and paper this week to get stuff to.
One personal?
No, I'm just going all in on my HOKO. So I need some accessories. Okay. I need some sticky notes for my HOKO.
Okay.
Myra thinks I'm lying.
I do still have their box, mm-hmm. and I have it for a what's the sides I used to do? The ring, not the rings, the disc. What was it called?
Oh, half letter.
Half letter.
Not you to forgot. Hold up, pals. Not you to forgot.
My brain is just so foggy today. This show title should be Myra Forgets.
No, truly. Truly. Myra Forgets It. Okay? Because you done forgot Harry Potter World and you done forgot half letter. Like, what's going on? I need you to get checked out. I'm worried.
I'm worried. Yeah. That's like, I really want to go in on the HOKO, but like, I don't know. At the start of every year, mm-hmm. I always fall for the half letter.
There we go.
So I'm like, maybe I should lean into it, especially since I'm going to get at least two more boxes. I did the 3-month thing.
Hedge your bets. I also have a backup planner, and we can go ahead and get into our next deal, plum paper. My plum paper is on the way. I ended up getting a... is it half letter or A5 if it's on the spiral? A5, I guess.
I guess A5, yeah.
Half letter, A5, whatever. But I got one on the gold coil coming, and I think that's my backup. If something don't work out with the HOKO, that's going to be my backup. And Plum Paper is having a 30% off sale. So I don't know if they might be having, you know, more bonus or freebies or whatever with that, but 30% off site-wide, there is not a better time of the year to get your plum paper on, because 30% off is huge. It can really save your life, because those personalizations start to add up. Okay?
They do.
So.
They do. And you know you need the personalization.
You have to.
You need it. Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I think I may try the, what's the most popular one? Is it the MAE?
Vertical Priorities.
Vertical Priorities.
Vertical Priorities is like the most popular one, I think.
I think I might go and try that again.
Okay.
Because y'all are forcing me to, because every time I see it, I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I can try it.
So
it hasn't worked in the past, but now that it doesn't have color on it, it looks even better.
Even better.
Yeah.
I know. And you can get the tabs with no color also.
Yeah.
Or you can get them colored.
Great. Still.
Yeah. Like the personalizations are
new covers too.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good.
Really, really good. Yep. Next up, EC is doing a 30% off site-wide sale. And they are also going to have lightning deals every single day. So it's too many deals for me to get into all the details. And I don't even know what of this is public information. So I'm just going to stick with 30% off. Check the website. Check their IG to find out the lightning deals. If y'all are not following any EC affiliates, make sure y'all are following those people, because I'm sure they will be posting all things. And this is a great time to get your 2024 planner from EC. So if you've been looking, this is the time to do it.
For sure.
Yep.
And even during sales, I feel like they still get the stuff out pretty quickly.
They do. They really, really do. They are on it. They are ready. They are prepared. And also, EC has a lot of new, like, accessories. The travel accessories that I talked about a couple of weeks ago, those are super, super cute. This is a great time to get those while they are deeply discounted. They have a lot of new travel bags and organizers. Definitely a great time to shop all the things. Even if you don't need a planner, there's probably still going to be something for you. One of my favorite EC products is their Sherpa blanket. Great time to get a Sherpa blanket, 30% off. Cannot beat it.
It's a great gift too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very warm, very cozy, very gorge. I've been wanting to get a second one. I might look into getting a second one. We're going to see. I'll report back.
Which one do you have now?
I have one of the Etta V ones.
Okay.
I believe it's pink. I can't remember the design that's on it, but yeah, I have one of the Etta V ones and I use it all the time. But apparently I don't pay attention to what's on it. But it's so cute. I know it's cute. Yeah. So yeah, let's see. Next up is Happy Planner. Happy Planner has deals all week. They had a nice little slide on their IG stories with everything. So Wednesday is 35% off dated planners, Be Happy Boxes and Bundles and Doorbusters.
Yeah.
Okay.
The 22nd. The today, 22nd, if you're listening. Lord, right.
Thursday, the 23rd, is 40% off dot grid journals and tiny sticker packs. I don't even know what a tiny sticker pack is. What's a tiny sticker pack? Not the little baby ones they used to do back in the day that we loved. They not those, right?
I'm pretty sure that's what it is, but
oh, they bringing those back. Maybe they I used to love those. They were so cute. I got rid of all the ones I had.
Never used them.
I they're never just used cute. Them. Yeah, they're just so yeah. cute.
Now we shading them. If you anyway. Like it, we love it.
Now, on actual Black Friday is when they start their 30% off site-wide, and that will go all the way through Cyber Monday. And they have different tiered specials, sale-on-sale, mystery bag, exclusive, bundled. I don't know what any of this means, but just go to Happy Planner website on this particular day if you want it. And check out all the things.
Yeah, it looks like it's 30% off site-wide mm-hmm. that whole weekend. I wonder if that Be Happy Box is going to still be in stock, because it looks like Wednesday they're going to have it 35% off, you said?
Yeah, I think so. Don't quote me.
That box probably going to be excluded.
They good for that. Mm-hmm. If it's even available still. I don't know if the Bridgerton yeah. one may have sold out by now. It definitely could have. But yeah, next up is Planner Kate. They just put a graphic on their social media letting us know about all their deals. So on Black Friday is 30% off, Small Business Saturday is 35% off, and Cyber Monday is 40% off. So if I was going to be shopping Planner Kate, I would wait until Monday, but make sure that you allot the appropriate amount of time, because it looks like the deals for Friday and Saturday are for 24 hours, where the deal for Monday is just 12 hours. So okay. if you're going to be at work or something Monday all day, then go ahead and get your order in maybe Saturday or something like that. But they do have different codes to use each day. So yeah, make sure you check out their social media so y'all can get those codes and get those deals. I really like Planner Kate's sticker albums. So even if you are not in the market for any stickers or kits right now, the sticker albums are really, really good. I really like those.
Yep. Totally agree. Yep. Yeah, I had the sticker album in my cart for a while. Maybe I'll go ahead and take advantage. 40% off is not bad.
You cannot beat it. You cannot beat it.
You never see that anymore.
No, you don't. Yeah. You really don't. That's so true. Okay, and last but certainly not least, Archer and Olive is going to have lots of Black Friday sales. A lot of things will be up to 80% off. Not everything, but some things will be up to 80% off. So they're going to have some up to.
Not that's the key word.
When it's not 80% off. It's not everything, okay? They are going to have some doorbuster items, so make sure y'all shop early, and that will be going on from Friday through Monday, and that is their biggest sale of the year. Shout out to Bunny. So excited.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. That is super exciting. So this is a perfect time. They had a lot of stuff. The winter release was kind of good. So hopefully there's still some stuff for y'all to take advantage of the sale.
The winter release ate, okay? The fall release ate. Like, everything has been eaten over at Archer and Olive. Mm-hmm. And this is definitely a great time to, you know, get your 2024 Bucho or get some great accessories. I love their Krillograph pens. Those are amazing. They have some stencils. Their washi has been super, super good. And they have stickers now. They have a sticker album. All the things. Archer and Olive is low-key becoming like a one-stop shop where you can just get everything that you need.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Just storage, writing utensils, notebook, yeah, whatever. A bag.
Got you. Everything. And also, if anybody out there is super sad that y'all missed out on Archer and Olive's advent calendar because it is sold out, fear not. Planners and Wine is here. And Archer and Olive's so politely and amazingly gave us an advent box to give away to our listeners. I wish we had like an applause, like sound like, yay. I know y'all are so happy.
You did so well.
Thank you. Thank you. But yeah, guys, that giveaway is going on as y'all hear this. So head over to our Instagram page or our TikTok. Make sure you are following us on either one of those and then comment on our show post followed to be entered into our giveaway. And you get an extra entry if you repost this on your IG stories. And we will announce the winner. Small Business Saturday, maybe?
Maybe. Okay.
Okay, yeah. We'll really announce the winner on Saturday. So this will be going on from today, Wednesday, until Saturday. So make sure y'all enter. And we cannot wait to give you guys an advent box. Both me and Myra have one. Myra has already dug into hers. No spoilers. I have taken a few peeks of mine, and it is really, really good. It is really much improved from last year, for sure. So I'm really excited about this advent.
I mean, the box alone.
The box alone
is so good. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. So happy that, you know, we can give our listeners a chance to win one, especially since it's sold out.
I know. So yeah, y'all, check out the post on IG and make sure you're following us on IG or on TikTok and comment followed to be entered into this giveaway. And like I said, extra entry for reposting one time on your IG stories. Once. Just one extra entry. Yeah. And make sure you tag us so we can see it.
Exactly.
Because if you don't tag us, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
There we go. But yeah, that is the show. I am so excited about all these Black Friday deals. I don't know. What shops do you know for sure you're going to be shopping with? Any that we didn't mention that you know for sure you're going to be shopping with?
Oh, that we didn't mention. I think Sweet Freckled Designs.
Yes.
I already have some stuff in my cart for my cousins. Just like some, you know, date stickers and stuff like that. And then they posted their Black Friday. I was like, well, I guess
it's a wrap.
I'll wait.
Yeah.
So they're doing 30 on Friday, 30% off most items.
Okay.
And then Saturday is 25% off most items.
Oh, that's good.
Not the planners.
Yes. I love Sweet Freckle Designs. I also love the name of her shop. It's just so cute.
Yeah, it is cute.
It's just so cute. A shop I know I'm going to shop with that we didn't mention is Let's Plan It. She has a lot of really cute Hobonichi cousin kits. I have never tried any from her shop before, but shout out to Julie. She has spoken very highly of these kits. I have no idea what her deals are going to be for Black Friday. There has been no announcement that I've seen on her Instagram, but hopefully she has some type of deal because I definitely want to get a couple of her Hobonichi cousin kits because, like I said, I'm all in on the HOCO this season. Also, the sticker party, shout out to Erica. We were able to meet her at SGS. They're going to be doing 30% off site wide. So I'm definitely going to check out what they have. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yay.
Let us know where y'all are shopping this week. Any really good deals that y'all come across. Also, you know what? I forgot. I did ask our Patreon peeps to let me know about any Black Friday deals that they come across. So let me just glance through the group real quick and see what they told us.
Now I'm on Let's Plan It.
Myra!
I don't know. I'm in this whole like neutral era. And she has a lot of neutral stuff, so
maybe
I might check it out. But really, I think I need to do like kind of a purge and realize like what I have before I like specifically with stickers. Yeah, but
specifically with stickers, because it's like no matter how many stickers I get rid of, it's never enough. So I really, really need to do an audit of what I'm like for real not using anymore.
So. Yeah, I'm gonna have to let the Happy Planner stickers go. I'm down to like 10.
You said it. Yeah, I am too. And I'm not using them.
I'm
not using them. So yeah.
It's hard, but
it's very hard. But you gotta keep room for new stuff. And I'd rather have my collection. Like shout out to Lore, because Lore has like refined her like planner item and sticker collection so well that she truly only has stuff that she is physically using most of the time, you know what I'm saying, to where it's even portable and she can go places and literally have her whole sticker collection because that's all she has and that's all she's using. So I just love how mindful that he is. So
for sure. Yeah. When she went through that and realized what she was to use, and she gave it to us.
She gave us. So actually, Laura, this is your fault.
She's not helping.
Not helping. Okay, so a couple of shops mentioned from our Patreon community. Veronica suggested Type A for Alexa. Oh, yeah, shout out to her because she was also at Is She Is. So shout out.
Yes, to I really love the project that we did with the do you call them dividers or
with the little dividers. Yeah, so cute.
Yeah.
Lisa mentioned the planner spots. They will be having a 20% off Black Friday code. If you use code BlackFry23, that is going to be from Friday to Sunday. Also, Lisa mentioned Aura Estelle, up to 50% off site wide, plus freebies. Oh, you know what? I was just on Aura Estelle site the other day because they do have Hope Nietzsche Cousin agendas that are very, very nice too. So
they are cute.
And they have tiered freebies as well, depending on how much you spend. So I have to check them out. Lynn let us know that Hemlock and Oak sent an email regarding 30% off everything.
Ooh, everything. It's time to go ahead and check that out. Yep. I know a lot of people, I think they just were they just now mailing out the pre-orders for those or something.
I think so. Something like that.
So maybe they have some extras.
Yep. Definitely check it out. And then Christy, shout out to Christy. She suggested the Fountain Pen Store. They are having a Black Friday sale till November the 27th. So that is Goulet Pens, GOULETPENS.com. I've never even heard of them before. So if y'all want to get your fountain pen game up, check them out.
Absolutely.
Because fountain pens can be very expensive. So I see some of these on here are like 50% off.
So. Yeah. Some of them be like hundreds of dollars. Like,
girl, yeah, they really I know. Get up there. They really can. So definitely check them out as well. Shout out to the Patreon peeps. Thank y'all for your suggestions. And yeah, let us know, guys, what y'all buy for Black Friday, what y'all looking for. If you were looking more for gifts or more stuff for yourself, I'm doing a little bit of both. And we will definitely keep track of what we purchased this week. And we will do a full rundown on the next episode.
We will?
I think we should. Don't y'all want to know what we get to? The people want to know, Myra, okay?
I need to come up with a plan.
This is a no judgment zone. This is a no judgment zone. And I think the word of the week is intentional. We're going to try to shop intentionally. I am.
Yeah.
I'm really going to try.
Yeah. I'm going to spend this week really going through what I have already.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm just going to have to just toss the Happy Planner sticker books.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so I know. Funny.
Like those just do not fit in my life. Like I just like they're so big, so clunky.
They're so big. Mm-hmm. The books itself and the stickers.
Yeah. Because I mean, I get it. Like they're made for their products. Like even the classic is bigger than anything that I use at the moment.
Yeah.
So they end up being so much huger. But I don't know. I kind of like how compact all the other stickers are.
I know. I'm very into like very tiny, like cute little stickers right now. Mm-hmm. You know, like the Coffee Monsters Co. Crazy about herself. I don't know if she's having a Black Friday sale. I hadn't seen anything about it. But definitely stay ready so y'all don't have to get ready.
Yeah.
I love her sticker so much. So yeah, I need to do a purge. I need to do a sticker purge. It says that. Although it is handy to have a couple of Happy Planner sticker books on hand because we had to do a project for Mason for an assignment that she had where we had to disguise the turkey. Did y'all do that disguise the turkey thing? It's so cute. You basically have to disguise the turkey so he won't get eaten up. So you have to like dress them up. If you like Google it, you'll find all these different projects. We decided to disguise our turkey as a Christmas tree. And I had these Happy Planner stickers and we were literally able to use the stickers on our project. So it's handy. Maybe I'll keep around like a seasonal sticker book here or there. But most of the other stuff, I don't think I really need it anymore.
Yeah.
It's the end of an era.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. End of the era. That literally is what it is.
Yep. And also, shout out to Tina over at the Planner Wire. We saw her issues as well.
Yeah.
And she is sharing Black Friday deals on her IG stories as well. So make sure y'all are following the Planner Wire so you won't miss out on any of these amazing deals. And like I said, let us know what y'all end up getting.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, support your favorite podcast. We have a couple of affiliate links in our link tree. I don't even know which ones, but support us if you want to.
Check it out. For sure, EC.
Mm-hmm. For sure,
that's,
EC.
That's the one I think I can think of on top of my head that we talked about today. But yeah, definitely check it out.
Yep, yep. EC and Laurel Denise, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me see real quick before we wrap up. Let me see if Laurel Denise has put anything about their Black Friday deals on their IG. I'm sure she'll have something going on. I just hadn't seen anything. So yeah, I don't see anything. Make sure y'all check out LauraDenise.com this week. She has amazing 2024 planners. And I'm still trying to figure out how I'm about to fit all these different planners in my lineup. I know I'm probably going to use one of hers as my budget planner for next year. But I'm still trying to figure out everything else. But yeah, definitely check out Laurel Denise and see what deals they have.
For sure. I really love that mini. I think I'm going to use that like just mm-hmm. Look back at my social media. I think I talked about that.
I love that. Yeah, that's a great idea. That's a great, great, great idea. But yeah, y'all, I think that is it. Myra, did you have anything else for the people?
No. Hopefully, for those of y'all who celebrate, have a happy and safe holiday. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back next week.
We will. We will be back. And make sure y'all enter our giveaway. Talk soon.
Absolutely. Bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.
Hey Grapevine, thanks for listening to this week's episode. Planners and Wine is hosted by Megan P. and Myra P. and is edited by Jonathan F. We'd like to thank our Planners and Wine patrons for their continued support and engagement, with special thanks to Daniel M. and Lisa F., moderators of our Patreon-exclusive Facebook group. For more amazing content, please visit plannersandwine.com or find us on Patreon at patreon.com/plannersandwine. You can also find us on all social media platforms at Planners and Wine.